That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
How's that microphone doing? Does it look good? Clean?
I'm trying
no
to
stay loogies
away.
On it?
I potted myself up a little bit higher than normal so I could be
a little bit farther.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is quite disturbing. Not only the incident that we had yesterday, but a lot of people were commenting on Twitter about just how, I mean, like, you're staring right down the barrel of the gun here. Just the gunk and just the disgusting nature of that microphone. It's seen a lot of things. It should be in the Radio Hall of Fame by now.
It's horrible. And I showed my wife, and look, for people that don't know, if you're just tuning in, if you've been under a rock or you were caught up with Halloween and all that jive, we get it. Maybe you just came in from out of town. Will, go ahead and tell the folks what you found when you showed up to the studio, because I broadcasted from home with a very clean mic in the Fat Cave studio. Explain to people what you saw, though, when you came over here NC1 last night.
Well, I came over and I, you know, started wiping things down as I'm wont to do and many other folks do. And there was what appeared to be some sort of lung butter, some sort of phlegm right in the middle, bullseye right on that microphone. And I took a picture of it, went, oh my God. I did post it online. I didn't make any accusations about who was the culprit of this said, you know, now I guess it's in dispute what this substance was.
It's not
in my point of view as well, but there was some Mo says it wasn't. It wasn't. Listen, I did say obviously he is the offender here, or at least the number one suspect, because he's the last one sitting there. It only makes sense.
Unless he went 2 hours without noticing a nice Drew Lug.
And, correct. Because that's the thing. There's only really 4 suspects that it could possibly be. And I believe yesterday was Tuesday. So Carmen was not.
No, Maiko was filling in.
So it's Mike Olivero.
The A-team now. The A-team fill-ins
for the Mike Calta show.
It was us a long time ago.
They are the golden children. We are now the redheaded stepchild. We do not get asked to fill in anymore.
We don't get asked to do anything,
no.
Which is kind of cool in a way.
But, I mean, it hurts my feelings a little bit. Anyway, so it was Mike O sitting at seat one.
The A-team, Mike O, Corey, and Dizzy, baby.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Two
salaried employees and Dizzy, who gets more hours than anybody I've ever seen as a part-time employee, who is basically full-time with the hours that he gets. But anyway, Mike O, Tuesday. Then you had Monica that sat down there.
And I couldn't see her lug in it.
I could.
Okay.
I mean, potentially. Then you got Mr. Garabo. Coming in at 2.
Yep.
Then you got Mo. So those are the 4 suspects, because I hadn't sat down yet. You were at home broadcasting from home that night, so I was going to be sitting in seat 1.
Right.
Now, is it reasonable and rational to say that those first 3, like, do you think if Monica's a clean freak, if Mike O loogied on the mic, she would have freaked out and cleaned it and it would have been taken care of? Again, Monica's a clean freak. If she would have done it, she would have cleaned it.
Mm-hmm.
Could Drew have done it?
I don't know.
Possibly. Listen, but I will not insult Mo's intelligence either and say that he just didn't notice a giant lug on the microphone for 2 hours when he was sitting there. So I think it's – and I think even Mo will admit that it was him at this point, but also – he is denying the fact that it was a lug. He has said that it is candy.
And, here's the thing. If you had to wager a bet on who it was, of all the people, I would put every penny on Mo over everybody else.
100%.
Only because Mo is very liberal in the way that he is behind the mic. Like, he likes to eat popcorn. He likes to crunch into candy and things in between, during breaks. I haven't heard him. I've heard him crunch candy during the show, but I have heard him eating live on air many, many times. I've heard him tell the guys on his show, oh, I got a mouthful of almonds. Y'all go ahead. Talk without me.
Not good.
I heard that on the way in one night, and I was like, I guess if you're doing like a bit, that's funny. Yeah. But for like people that are in radio, you go, what are you doing?
Yeah,
you're chewing almonds. You're on air. Like, you're on air.
He's a longtime veteran of the business.
I remember Galvin like undressing a guest over a decade ago because they were chewing gum on air. Like, just tore them down. He's like, you got gum in your mouth? It's like, you're on a radio show. So, I mean, Mo's smart, and he's been in radio a long time. He knows all the etiquette. He knows all the stuff. He just, you know, he's one of those guys. He does what he wants. You know, he's an independent man.
Well, so even if it is candy, unacceptable. Unacceptable.
I agree. It came out of your mouth.
Spit candy all over and then not wipe it up. Like, I just don't. That was a big piece of candy.
It wasn't candy.
Candy. Okay.
It wasn't.
You still got to clean it up, bro. You can't leave that for the next person. That's despicable behavior.
It wasn't candy.
And it's really psychopathic because it's not candy, you liar. That is a Donald Trump-esque lie that he just dropped on air. And then, by the way, I told Spike, I said, there's one person I'm really disappointed in, you. And
yeah.
I pointed at him because Spike saw it and was just as disturbed about this whole thing as I was. In fact, he was like, let's unscrew one of these mics and put it on there. Like, that's, and I was like, don't worry.
Spike is always quick to call Mo out on stuff.
I
too.
Know.
Yeah.
That's why I'm shocked. I am shocked and appalled at Spike on the mic for not calling BS on that.
That was a good idea what he had to. You should have changed the mics out.
Well, yes, but also I don't want engineering to get mad at me if I, you know, whatever.
They're the same mics.
Yeah, but I don't know if they're, you know, calibrated for sure. I don't know. It's just above my pay grade. You're probably right. I probably could have swapped it out, no problem.
I'm thinking about doing it now.
Yeah, right? But, you know, I just decided that I'll just leave it be. But, again, that is truly some psychotic behavior to go in and say. And I liked his dig at me just because I noticed. I had the gall to notice that there was a loogie on the mic, so now he's questioning my ability to do broadcasting.
Like, did he call you like the minister of misinformation or something?
Yes, and I was spilling misinformation and disinformation, and he also questioned my ability to do broadcasting and said that I believe something along the lines of the loogie was the best thing on air, you know, during the time slot. I'm just kidding. He's just kidding. He's
good
just
one.
Kidding. And now he's just had this opinion for the past, I don't know, 24 hours or so. But all of a sudden, I'm not good at radio because I noticed that there was a loogie on the mic that he didn't clean up, you pig. Piggy.
Yeah, yeah.
Piggy. Oink, 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 oink.
I mean, he it's hard to own it, I guess.
It is embarrassing, but you should be embarrassed by that. Like, you should. And yes. I don't really blame you. I mean, I think you go, sorry.
It'd be like
I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed. I'm sorry.
It'd be like if you left a little doo-doo on the floor, right? And you'd be like, that's super embarrassing. You don't want anybody to know that, right?
I get it.
But then, like, the show after you takes a picture of the doo-doo on the floor. And then they go, somebody left doo-doo on the floor. And then the next day you go, it was Hershey's chocolate. Yeah. I brought in one of my baby's candy bars. And it fell out my pocket, clearly. Even though it smells like caca. It is a candy bar. You know what? That caca on the floor is the best thing that goes on during their show. I'm kidding everybody.
Yeah.
You know I'm
right,
kidding.
Right.
The reason why I know he's guilty also is Mo is never at a loss of words. He could speak on anything for hours.
Mm-hmm.
It's a talent. He moved past it so quick because I tuned in it right at 6. I was at home prepping for the show, and I looked over, and I saw it at 6 o'clock, and I go, I know Mo's going to address the Lug. I got to see what he's going to say. So I tuned in. I was like, Alexa, play 102.5 The Bone. And she's like, don't you get enough of that crap? And I was like, nope. And then she started playing it. And sure enough, right out the gate, it was misinformation. He was on it for 20 seconds. And he moved right on to something else. He goes, I got two things to talk about, a couple things to talk about. First of all, misinformation. Look, sometimes I like to chew up a little piece of candy in my mouth, you know, a little lollipop, and then a little piece of it came out, went on directly into the middle of the microphone. The minute it happens, it's a sticky piece of candy. Anyway, Spike, how you sticking?
Yeah, and again, disappointed in Spike because he saw it. He saw it with his own two eyes. And the guy who will fight with Mo to no end, just laid down. Laid down and didn't say nothing. And I wonder if Mo threatened him and said, don't fight me on this because I'm embarrassed.
I'll fire you the way I did Dizzy.
I feel bad.
And then you'll be the most famous person on the station.
Dude, I don't know. You know, God bless John Senning for bringing attention to this matter because, you know, he has a much bigger reach than I do.
Did he speak about it?
He did. He did read or copy my story from Instagram and put it up there.
Ooh.
So that's where it kind of started to roll and get some heat.
I'm surprised it wasn't a it's okay, not okay today.
It might have been. I don't know because I know I tuned in. I was listening on I had to go to the grocery store, go to the mailbox, whatever, for my day job. And I was surprised he didn't mention it because he did it just before the show. I was like, oh, I wonder if he's going to talk about it.
I listened to him
for
a few today, too. I had a lunch meeting today, and I listened to those guys for about 20 minutes, and I didn't hear anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then just before 6 o'clock, I heard him go, I wonder if Mo's going to address the throat Luke.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh, good. All right. And then he just threw it out there. I'm just disappointed.
I mean,
not even mad anymore. I'm disappointed.
If you go to Will's Twitter and his Instagram, you can hit the picture and pinch up on it on your iPhone. It's pretty clear. And look, it's unfortunate. He didn't. I don't think he purposely did it. That'd be really, really insane if he purposely. There you go, Will.
Well, that's
you get for being bad at radio, bitch. I'm just kidding.
I mean, yeah. I don't know. Part of me now is thinking maybe he did it on purpose. With the way he acted about it and reacted, it's kind of making me question the whole thing. But yeah, dude, clearly, like, he smokes cigs, right? Like,
yes.
He'll smoke a cig or two every now and again. He probably had a cig before
American
the show.
American spirits.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Hey, fancy.
Listen, I'm not hating.
Organically grown tobacco leaves.
There is a symptom. When you smoke cigs, which is you sometimes cough up lung butter a little bit. Sometimes it's involuntary. Maybe he didn't know. He still did it, though.
Maybe he was just eating so much candy, it built up in his throat, and he's like,
What is he eating? Snot candy? That's not candy.
I got sugar in flims.
It's a boogie. It's a booger. It is a total booger.
Okay.
Maybe it came out of his nose. I don't know. Maybe. I mean, it's possible.
The candy was so good, I snotted on myself.
I just don't know how you didn't know that you did this. And it makes me question of whether you did it on purpose or not. I like to think not, and I certainly hope not, because I was starting to like Mo. And then
starting
this happened.
To?
Yeah. I was like, Mo's cool. You know, I had my reasons that I kind of had some, not beef, but I was like, I don't want to talk to that guy. But then I was like, he's cool. Like, he likes bourbon and stuff. We exchanged some.
You guys
helped me
cool
out a few
a
times.
While.
I helped him out a few times. I was like, Mo's cool. And then this happened, and it's just making me question our whole dynamic now. I'm troubled. And, you know, the behavior today of you know, just denial and then just trashing me because I noticed that you snarfed all over the mic. Like, that's insane.
I think the best way he could have handled it is just not address it because he sounded guilty.
He's going to, well, of course, but I think he admitted, he fessed up to it. He's just denying what the substance was. He's saying it's candy.
Right, right, right.
And not a Luke.
Yeah.
But it's.
But, I mean, you wiped it off.
I wiped it off and it was.
You would have known it was
viscous.
Candy.
Viscous. Like, it's, you know, like, yeah. It stretched out when I put the, like, the.
Like
the
mozzarella
wipe on
cheese.
It. Yes. Yeah, like a hot pizza.
Oh.
Like, yeah.
My mouth was so warm and melted the candy. Mamma mia!
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.